So this is Jonathan Grimes, and I'm talking via Skype to Ed Bennett. Ed, you've a new commission on the Crash Ensemble's Free State programme coming up on the 5th of March. Can you tell me about the background to this work?
Well, the piece is, we've talked about doing a new piece for the Crash for a while now, and then the opportunity arose with this concert for the commission, and the piece is for the full ensemble, the Crash Ensemble, so it's for all the strings, winds, electric guitar, percussion and piano, and so it's a big enough ensemble, and the piece is called Stop Motion Music, and the title, Stop Motion, is cinematographic technique whereby the camera is repeatedly stopped and started, so it's used often in animation. So figures move very slightly and are photographed and re-photographed to create the effect of movement. And I've been influenced, I suppose, a little bit by some filmmakers that I've been watching recently, the Quay brothers, and Jan Svanmeer, who's a Czechoslovakian filmmaker, and they both use animation a lot in their movies. They're very surreal little films, and I was kind of inspired by the weird and wonderful characters in their movies, but also by the techniques, which I likened in a way to composition, where you create something really very slowly, sort of frame by frame. You know, you write a bar and you write another bar, and it takes quite a long time to do, but ultimately it passes very quickly. I think the music really is in a way like music I've written recently anyway, but I suppose one finds analogies sometimes in other art forms with things that you do already. Whether other people see or hear those is another matter. That's kind of an individual reaction, I think, but I find it helps if I can draw analogies with other things for my own work to try and sort of contextualize it for myself. So, I mean, there's probably some things in the piece that are different from other things I've done, but essentially there are some similar ideas in there, and kind of use of repetition and or quasi repetition and quite strong rhythmic ideas, and I suppose the idea of things accumulating over time, quite accumulating density, and it's becoming more intense, I suppose. So, but I don't think there's anything drastically new in the approach I've taken, really. It's just another way of looking at it, I suppose.
You've written this for the Crash Ensemble. Mm-hmm. To what extent did the group itself kind of inform your approach to the piece?
Well, I mean, they have a particular sound, I think. Obviously they play amplified, which gives a certain characteristic to the sound, gives it a direct quality, and also balance-wise it means that things, when you have strings in there with things like electric guitar and trombone, etc., you can balance those things in a way that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't amplified. So, I mean, there is a particular sound that I think that I'm working with there. So yeah, I mean, that's an influence, certainly, to a degree on the piece. But, I mean, I have my own group, Decibel, and that, and we also are a sort of amplified ensemble. So it's a kind of sound, I suppose, that I'm quite used to working with, I think. I hope, anyway. So really, it's, in a way, I may be carrying on from things that I do anyway, you know.
What other projects are you working on at the moment?
Well, writing-wise, I'll be I'm doing a piece with a choreographer in the Netherlands. Actually, she's Belgian, but it will be for a project in the Netherlands, a choreographer called Anne van den Bock. And that will be with Orkest de Ereprise, who are a Dutch ensemble. And that's going to be a 20-minute piece for dance with the live orchestra on stage, and that'll be done in June. Over in Amsterdam and Arnhem. The week before the Crash Ensemble concert, I'm going to Derry with my ensemble, Decibel, and we're going to do a week-long residency there, where we're going to give two concerts We'll perform some of my music there and music of other composers, and we'll work with students as well there and play some new student pieces. And also in March, we've got, in Birmingham where I teach, we've got a big Louis Andriessen festival. Andriessen's coming over for the week, and again with my ensemble, we shall do a portrait concert of his work, as well as concerts of student music.